As the only silver figure of Freyja found in Scandinavia, this figure tells a great deal about the religious beliefs of the Norse, especially when considered in the context in which it was buried. Acting as either a charm or an indication of power, the small figure has importance when investigating gender roles and religion in Norse society. The silver figure was discovered at Tzo, Denmark, in the 1990s. It has been related to other Viking burials of women called vulva or seeresses. The fact that this figure itself is so rare suggests that in the Christianization of Denmark, non-Christian reliquaries were destroyed and perhaps melted down for other uses, or these figures were no longer made or have been lost. It is also plausible that the possession of silver figures of the goddess were limited to only those who were deemed holy or seeresses by the community. According to an excerpt from Eric the Red's saga, prophetesses were often revered members of society and treated as guests of honor at banquets. Holding a high position would make it more likely that the possession of objects like this were limited to those with seeress status. However, it is also possible that more figures of Freyja have been made and not discovered yet, though this would seem unlikely given the other finds of these vulva graves that have lacked such figures. The figures could also be a charm for fertility or female health, as Freyja was the goddess associated with fertility. Again, the rarity of the find would then also suggest that having the figure of Freyja was possibly a last resort in trying to conceive and was only a method pursued by higher status women. Or perhaps was a figure that was given by the holy woman then returned after a conception had happened. However, it is also entirely possible that this was a love charm or a figurine kept by a woman hoping to seduce a man, as Freyja was also the goddess associated with seductive prowess. This small silver figure also hints at the rank these holy women had in society. They would be important enough to be buried with silver objects as well as pieces of jewelry. The rank of these women could also shed light on gender dynamics within Viking society as well. Being a vulva or witch could be one of the highest ranks a woman could hold. It is a small place to start, but this figure is the start of many different theories of women's rank in Viking religious beliefs.